talking about Stampede Softball, brand new team in our studios. We'll go from left to right. The gentleman right across the way from me, Coach Jay Johnson. Good to have you in studio. I don't know if I've ever had you in studio before, have I?
Never been in here, so yeah, it's good to be here.
Rich. It's a first for you, right?
Yes.
And
it
won't be the last time.
I hope not.
How was it working with these two ladies during the summer season, before we get to them?
Oh, it was fun. I feel like we all learned a lot from each other, and I learned a lot about the game from them. So, you know, I was very grateful to be asked to coach with them. Yeah, it was a fun year. A lot of young girls that never have played competitive softball, so my daughter included. So that was a blast. Being able to get her out there, see what she's like, you know, and get those girls going. And it's going to really help them for the future, for next year, getting another team going at 10U. And then being able to work with the older girls, it was a blast. They were great leaders. They carried our team. So yeah, it was awesome. Working with these two was great. Like I said, learned so much about the game, and it was just a great opportunity. So
Coach Karen Bortner is no stranger to softball. My gosh, you've been there with a boy playing baseball, two daughters playing softball. You're at a ballpark like literally every night for the last like 5, 6, 7 years, aren't you?
Yeah. Been fun.
Yeah. You wouldn't trade it for the world, would you?
No, I enjoy it a lot.
You bet.
So, yeah.
And with having a daughter playing, a daughter in high school, now a younger daughter kind of getting her feet wet for the first time in softball, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fun watching her learn and grow and with the rest of the team, and yeah.
All right. Rebecca Eiler, once again, is over here. She was a little bit busy. You can swing that microphone over. Just grab it like a rock star there. And you were a little bit busy this summer. You went to some softball tournaments, but a little bit busy with some adding to your family, right?
Yes, we did. He is 2 weeks old yesterday. Mm-hmm. So we made it through most of the season. It was a little bit of a challenge, but we had perfect weather. I can't complain about that. It was nice and cool, and we were able to have practices outdoor and mm-hmm. It was a great season. It was kind of a whirlwind. It feels like it started and now it's over. But we had a blast. So
as an expecting mother, being on a softball team and everything, you get a lot of people saying, "Are you okay?"
Yes.
You know, it's not happening yet, right?
Yes, there was a lot of nervousness. We had a pretty good idea we were going to make it through till most of the end, but there at the end, it got a little bit. A little bit hairy. Everybody was a little bit nervous. Nobody, you know, wanted that to happen on their watch. So
everybody was nervous except you, probably, right? It's like, chill
it.
Out, people. I'm fine.
It. Yeah.
Great group of girls for their first year, wasn't it?
It was. It was a great group of girls. Like we said, we had a wide range of experience and ability, and I think it worked really well. It helped those girls that are just starting, and then our girls that have played a little bit before. They were excited to help those younger girls and figure it out. So it was a lot of fun. I think everybody learned a lot. It's like I said, it seemed like it was a whirlwind, but I think when you're right there seeing it every mm-hmm. day in and day out, it's kind of hard to see them grow. But I think there at the end of that last tournament, we definitely got to see it. So it was a lot of fun.
Karen, pull that microphone right there, too. There you go. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the last tournament. You went out on a good note, didn't you?
We did, yeah. I went down to Hayes for our last tournament and went 4-2 and played really well. And you could definitely see the improvements and... Yeah.
What's the one thing you saw the improvement from those girls from day one on throughout the season? What did you see the most?
Probably just their understanding of the game. You could tell you could just see it right when it clicked. They just understood where the ball was supposed to go, where the play would be.
It's just some of the differences in working with girls that hadn't played before. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, just didn't even really understand the game. And, give them that opportunity to put it all together and see how it, you know, once everybody can feel confident in what they're doing, it was a lot of fun. And I think the girls had a lot of fun. And like you said, that last one was the icing on the cake for them, I feel like. I think mm-hmm. They did what really well.
They showed us that they could battle. I mean, they had a lot of heart in that game. We went extra innings and kept fighting, and it was amazing to watch. And I think those girls learned so much just from that final game, and that's just great for the future for them, because then now they, you know, like my daughter, she's like, oh, I can't wait, you know. Mm-hmm. Kind of going into this last tournament, she was kind of, you know, being young, she was kind of scared of pitches and stuff, but this last tournament just, it really changed her mindset, and it was so awesome to watch them compete and just battle through the adversity that they went through in that final game. So it was great.
So the more practices, the more games they played, the more comfortable they got. You saw that probably every night, didn't you?
Yep, exactly. Correct.
Very good. And what about that tournament? I'm sure it's some really good competition down in Hayes, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was. So there's eight teams. A couple from La Junta, and then we had another one from Colorado, and Wichita, a couple Hayes teams. The team that beat us twice was the Wichita team, and you know, Wichita, they get a good draw, girls. They were all fundamentally sound. That's something that, you know, we strive to be as a team, and we did improve, but those girls had played together and it showed, but the way that we competed with them showed that, you know, we were right there with anybody in that 10U division. So the competition was great down there. It was just a good tournament for us to be at. So
Rebecca, I take it not a full amount of tournaments this year, but you went to what? How many? Three or four, five?
We did three tournaments.
Three all together, and then some. Do you have some like regular season stuff in the
a few league games?
Yeah.
It was in our area. It's a little bit tough finding. You know, it seems like our age of girls, that 10U is hard. We struggled in basketball even finding teams for these girls to play. So. We had some, and it was fun. Could have maybe had a few more. Maybe would have helped the girls a little bit just with the inexperience. But
that'll come.
Yeah, exactly.
Will these girls be 10s next year still, or they move up?
We'll have part of them will be 10s, and then the other part will have to go up to 12.
12s, yeah.
Okay, so you're going to have this team kind of split up, or is that the case? I don't know how all the politics on that goes, or how's
yeah,
it
I don't
go?
Know. We don't know the exact logistics of it yet. I'm probably going to take the younger girls and do another 10U team, mm-hmm. And then the older girls are going to get on a team somewhere. So
yep. Right. And then in 2 years, can you bring them back and like every other year type of deal or something like that? You hate to do that.
We probably could, but we'll see. I mean, we'll see what the years tell, because, I mean, at this age, girls kind of decide if it's something that they're going to stick with or not. Mm-hmm. So time will tell, Rich.
As they get older, maybe some of those younger girls kind of maybe want to play up a class or an age bracket or two, don't they? It's no big deal anymore.
Yeah, I know my daughter would love to play with the older girls again sometimes, so you never know. So
very good. Karen, I take it backing of all the parents is a great group of parents that really helped you out, and you know, getting the kids to practice games like that, you could not do it without them, could you?
No, we've had a great group of parents, and they've worked really well with us, and yeah, it's been great working with them and getting together, you know, during the tournaments, you know, even just doing, you know, eating lunch together and hanging out.
Was there a favorite game? I got to ask this one final question here. Was there a favorite game that really stood out, whether it be a regular season game or a tournament game? Was something study? You have that look, Rebecca. Like, do you have one in mind?
I didn't get to watch it firsthand, but that last game down in Hayes, it sure seemed like that was it, I would say. I was watching that on the video, but
yeah, that was my favorite game, and I think the girls too, even though we did come out on the wrong side, but
it was by one run,
but I mean the way the girls just played, it was, you mm-hmm. know, and I, you know, you want to end on a high note like we did getting third, but I know that the girls were hungry for more after that game. But unfortunately, sometimes you gotta end the season sometimes. So, but that was my high note. That final game, that was, I mean,
it was still a great confidence booster for the girls.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it, know, was,
just, it was. Just amazing. Not giving up and fighting.
Yep.
Keep battling.
And it obviously was against a really good team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Sometimes situations, even if you lose, you know, when you played really somebody dynamite on the other side of the fence there, it's like, hey, you guys give it a shot.
Yep. It was the way to end a season. I mean, like I said, on the wrong side as far as the win and loss, but yeah, I feel like the girls, they competed and they showed that, you know, that they really cared. They did awesome and couldn't be more proud of them, so.
Well, thanks for doing this. This is the first time for these coaches to be in here. So next year, maybe we'll have a few more times, maybe possibly. Of course, maybe all two teams. Jay, you're talking about one group, and you girls taking the other group. So thanks for coming by. And I know softball is huge in McCook. And who knows if these girls are going to move on and play high school softball. Some probably will. Some will probably might go volleyball. Cross country, you just never know, but it's good to get them active early, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, keep them busy.
Yep, you bet.
For sure.
And of course, in the Bordner household, I don't know, it's all softball and baseball. I don't know if anybody's going to sway to our volleyball. Maybe I might be wrong.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Folders, time will tell.
If Folders, and by the way, your oldest, you know, Paige helped you out, kind of an assistant coach type of deal too, didn't she?
Yeah, it was great to have her help and her experience. And I know those girls really look up to the high school team a lot, so
She probably got after her little sister a few times,
yeah.
Didn't she?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that was comical.
Fun to watch, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you for doing this.
Thank you, Rich.
Thank you.